Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 93 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you yet again from the fabulous Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters, still sitting here at my desk. Still here in West Central Indiana. That has not changed. It is a very sunny yet breezy day outside, I see, as I look out the window. And we're thinking about, I say we, it's really just me, but I'm thinking about some more of these tools that have some pretty cool upgrades and new features now that the beginning of the school year has come around here in the United States. Talked about Google Classroom yesterday. Going to talk about Flipgrid today. I was fortunate to get to go to the Flipgrid Student Voice Conference and deliver a keynote there and meet some fantastic people. And that night, Flipgrid announced just a ton of new features. And some of these are really cool and are going to allow you to do some pretty neat things. If you're not familiar with Flipgrid, it's basically a video response tool. If you've been listening to this podcast for very long, you're probably very familiar with Flipgrid. But it's a video response tool that where a teacher can pose a prompt or question, and then students are able to respond to it with videos that everybody in the class can see, which is pretty neat. Recently, Flipgrid was acquired by Microsoft, and that made Flipgrid totally free. So in the past, to get all of the features, you had to pay for a yearly subscription. But now everything is totally, totally free, which is great. And that includes a lot of these changes. So I wanted to share with you some of these changes that have come around with Flipgrid as you're getting back into using it for the new school year. Assuming that it is a new school year for you. One of them is the new recorder and player. So whenever you want to record a video or a student records a video, there are a couple of neat features that have changed. For one, you're able to trim little parts out of your videos. Like it says in this post, if you accidentally sneeze at the end of an epic Flipgrid video, don't start it all over from scratch, just trim it out. And then you can even add more to the end of your video if you want to add a little bit, continue to record a little bit more. Another neat thing is that you can actually change the orientation of your video in the middle of it. So if you start out by recording horizontally, you know, maybe if you're recording on a cell phone and you're holding it kind of sideways to record horizontally, and then you flip it vertical at some point, then the video adapts with that. So it's able to kind of switch with you, which is a neat thing. Another thing is whenever you take a selfie in at the end of a Flipgrid video, you know how they let you take a picture to display yourself. You can keep your stickers and your drawings that you've put on there, yet retake your picture. So it says here, you can perfectly align your face with those aviator sunglasses. So if you don't get them just right, you can retake the picture and line it up just right. So that's pretty cool. Another one has to do with the grid launch pad. And this is the way that you can kind of like set up the settings around your Flipgrid videos, the way that you set it up. So you have a classroom or school type of grid that you can create. You can do one that's linked to student IDs, which is nice. It says this is perfect for younger learners. Where you can upload a student list and assign a unique ID number to each one. And then you've got the public ones or the PLN ones that are good for, you know, like educators that want to share things or if there's something that you want to make that's going to be a little more public. So they've kind of remade that whole grid launch pad. So whenever you create a new grid, you'll be able to see this. This next one is so cool. And they started to announced this a little bit last year, but now it's in full swing. It's this thing called Grid Pals. And Grid Pals basically is kind of like Pen Pals. It's this neat way that allows you to get your students connected with other students from all around the country and all around the world. And so it basically will stick a little dot, a little green Flipgrid logo with the plus sign in the middle of it, where your class is, and then you're able to click on other people's dots and be able to reach out to them and connect with them. And so it says that, you know, it's connected to over 1,500 classrooms as Grid Pals has become a movement. So pretty powerful thing. If you're into the idea of global connections, it's really good. There's a couple of other little things that are a lot of fun. There are emojis all over the place now. So if you want to add emojis to the titles of your topics and a variety of different things, those are all available. And now there's this thing called vibes. And vibes are kind of fun because there are these little tags that you can put up at the top of a video once you have recorded a video response to put a certain word with them. And so as the teacher, you're able to change that word. So if you want to tag something as creative or thought-provoking, or if you want to put somebody's name up at the top, these vibes are kind of a fun, colorful way to do that. So that's just kind of scratching the surface. Those are some of the changes that have come around with this new version of Flipgrid. So again, Flipgrid is totally free. You can go to flipgrid.com to check it out. I know lots of teachers are trying it. Feel free to give it a shot if it sounds like something that could work with you and your students. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.